101 WIXX, Green Bay's Packers Radio Network Station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Rodgers in the gun, Dylan to his right. Here's the snap, give to Dylan, AJ up the middle. Crashes straight ahead to the end zone, touchdown. And the Packers within an extra point of getting this game tied. 2 yard touchdown run. A.J. Dillon, his third touchdown run of the season.
Wayne, you know there was going to be no early dagger yesterday in that game. That was going to go right down to the wire, wasn't it?
Yeah, I said that in the opening of the broadcast. I said if you came here looking for an early dagger, you came to the wrong game, because I knew for a fact, having watched much of their season, the Baltimore Ravens season, and the way, knowing how they're coached, John Harbaugh does a tremendous job with Greg Roman as offensive coordinator and Don Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator. They get more out of what they have than any other coaching staff in the league. So I knew this game, Murph, was going to go down to the wire, and it certainly did.
It's always tough to contain a mobile quarterback, Wayne, but it's not unique to the Packers. There's a reason why mobile quarterbacks out there are so successful right now in these offenses. Huntley played a heck of a game. That kid can play.
You know what? No surprise to people who had seen the Ravens earlier this year, but I watched this kid in Chicago lead the team to victory after Lamar Jackson couldn't play due to an illness that weekend. And then last week in Cleveland, I mean, the Ravens are getting the beat out of them. And that kid rallied that team after Lamar Jackson went down with an ankle injury. He rallied that team. They almost pulled off a win there. So, they don't have to change their offense. The kid does a tremendous job. He didn't make any mistakes for the most part last night, no crushing mistakes, and had them, 2 yards away from getting, the lead score with X number of seconds to go.
I think what was most impressive as a spectator for him was that I thought that opening drive of the second half, and you get a little bit of a lead, and that's going to change the dynamic now for a young quarterback where he's got to play from behind. I thought, here you go. Now it's over. Now he's going to make his mistake. Now he's going to panic a little, or now something's going to go wrong. And he was so composed. I thought the Packers defense did a great job of doing what they could.
Well, I tell you what, when the Packers had that big lead in the second half, I believe they were up by 14 at one point, I said to Larry McCarron, I said, now the Ravens have the Packers exactly where they want them, because this is what they've done all year. See, and we kept talking about this on the air. I kept talking about it. Baltimore, 5 come-from-behind wins in the fourth quarter. 3 of those wins were from double-digit deficits. And so, you knew the Ravens, they certainly had the makeup, and they weren't panicking at all and when they made that comeback. And it was no surprise to me that they came back and got into the game. I was just thrilled that they weren't able to complete one more pass to the tight end Mark Andrews, because he was dominant yesterday.
He is a premier player, isn't he? Him and Kelsey, probably maybe the two best tight ends in the NFL, would you say?
Yeah, there are a couple of others that I would put in that category, but he's right there with them. And, he's a type 1 diabetic, and, to be able to play at this level with that kind of a situation that he has to manage each day, he's a tremendous story. He really is.
The 2-point conversion at the end of the game, to me, that didn't make any sense for them to do that. But
Is that ego?
They did it in Pittsburgh. They tried it in Pittsburgh 2 weeks earlier, and the pass from Lamar Jackson went off the hands of Andrews. And they did the same thing this time, and I'll tell you why. John Harbaugh is totally out of defensive backs, okay? He has basically nobody to cover out there. And, when they had a chance to take the lead, that's what he said in Pittsburgh. He did the same thing last night. Hey, we got a chance to win this thing here. We better do it now, because if we go to overtime, we probably don't have as good a chance to win in overtime as we do right here.
I'm thankful for it.
appreciate it, Jim or John. But yeah, I don't just didn't seem to be. They were pretty much on a roll, kind of the second half. They were moving the ball, and if you get the coin flip to start overtime, you've got a shot. But if you don't get that extra point, you're done. So I just thought it was a really strange decision, especially when you're a team where they're in the middle of the pack and have got to figure out a way to get out into that playoff a little bit. That playoff picture, so I don't know, this is weird.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Rodgers would have had, 30-some seconds in a timeout? Mm. I'm sure John.
Yeah, that, maybe.
You know,
yeah,
hey, maybe. You know, maybe Rodgers would have gotten something done there. But again, they were running out of defensive personnel in that secondary. And, you know, I've seen Harbaugh do it before. I wasn't surprised he did it again and went after it. And but, I, you know, conventionally, you're absolutely right. Normally, in a conventional situation, you would do, you take the extra point, you go to overtime, take your chances. But, you know, it's 50-50, win the coin toss. And what if you lose it? And you can't cover anybody, and you know Rodgers motors his team downfield for a touchdown, and then you never even get a chance with the ball back. Yeah.
That play itself was such a great personification of the sports adage that you just next play, next play, next play, and you got to have a short memory in the defensive secondary. Savage against Mark Andrews all day was brutal, but he makes the play when he has to make the play and gets a fingertip on it, and that was the play that sealed the victory. What a great finish for him on an otherwise difficult day.
Yeah, a difficult day in front of you know, a lot of people that he went to college in Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, so he had a lot of people in the stands, you know, and that type of thing. So you're exactly right. And I thought on that play, though, they put Eric Stokes, the Green Bay's best covered corner right now, until Jair Alexander gets back. But they put the rookie Stokes, who had, I thought, a very good game out there. They put him on Andrews, which, you know, you don't usually put a cornerback on a tight end, right, especially in a goal line situation like that, but that's what they did. And then it was Savage in his instincts when he saw the quarterback roll out to the right. He came blitzing across there to get just a piece of that football, just a touch on it, yep. And that was enough. But, you know, great instincts by Darnell Savage, you're right, in that situation. And it was, you know, it was a tough day for him. There's no doubt about that.
720 WIXX. We're talking football with Wayne. We'll take a quick timeout. More Wayne Larrabee coming up on IXX.
Back to talking football with Wayne Larrabee
on the Murphy in the Morning Show
on WIXX.
Here's the snap. Rodgers throws left side. Diving grab. Touchdown. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And for Aaron Rodgers, his 442nd career touchdown pass, tying Brett Favre for most in Green Bay Packers annals.
So we got a couple things happening there, Wayne. Of course, the mark that Aaron set yesterday tied Brett, but also MVS becoming a pretty big factor at the right time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, he really is. And, you know, they spent so much time trying to deny. You know, there were a couple of things that were happening in that ballgame. Number one, the Packers were desperately trying not to allow Mark Adams to beat them. Meanwhile, the Ravens' focus all day was on Davante Adams. Let's not let Davante Adams beat us. Well, he had 6 catches, just 44 yards, and a touchdown. But nonetheless, all that attention on Davante Adams allowed Marquez Valdes-Scantling to come to the fore. 5 catches, 98 yards, and a touchdown. So, you know, you have to pick up the pieces when you're out there, and that's what these two teams did.
884 touchdowns between Favre and Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, it's incredible how fortunate we have been. And I guess I've changed my tune into the, like, you know, who's going to be the next, into just enjoying what we've got in the present. And it doesn't get any better. You don't have to scoreboard watch. You don't have to anything. Just keep winning football games. Keep playing well. And this is a joy to watch right now.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. And, you know, it's interesting when we talk quarterbacks in the NFL. There's no question Tom Brady is the GOAT of winning. He's the winningest quarterback. But the best quarterback, that's very much open for debate. And I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback I've ever seen. And that goes back to Marino and Bart Starr and all these guys who have won championships and been great quarterbacks over the years. I think the most complete, if you were to build a quarterback, you'd be building Aaron Rodgers and not Tom Brady.
You know, we were talking about this off air a little bit, and I was talking to Nick and Katie about it earlier this morning. The luster of winning the NFC North, it seems to be that part of the equation has worn off a little bit in terms of, hey, congrats, you won the NFC North, versus the overall. All we're talking about is one seed and home field, and it's almost a foregone conclusion we're going to win the NFC North, right?
Well, you know, it has been this year especially. You know, there has been, hey, listen, I was saying to you guys, I should have made a bigger deal of this one on that incomplete pass on the two-point conversion that the Packers just clinched the division title. But I don't know. I guess I'm just focused now on number one seed in the NFC. I think that's the big deal. It was a foregone conclusion. It's been a foregone conclusion
yeah.
for about, what, 2 months now that the Packers are going to win the NFC North. Now, congratulations to them that they did it and they got that done. That's the first step on the road to the playoffs. You win your division. But I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of focused on that race for the number one seed because I think this year it's going to be real important. And again, the Packers had it last year, but what an accomplishment it would be to have the number one seed 2 years in a row and force Brady and the Buccaneers to come to Lambeau Field again.
Us winning has become such a normal thing for us that I'm looking at the gear. We already own it.
Right.
You do. The team is Run the North. I was just wearing the shirt yesterday. Like, they've now come back on their, like, they're recycling. And I remember that was my favorite shirt. I'm like, I love this. And, yep.
Mm-hmm.
We win it so much that we are recycling
our
phrases.
We're out of slogans.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of it that way, no. But, you know, a great accomplishment for the Packers to win the division 3 years in a row now, and that's tremendous.
No doubt. Wayne, listen, thank you again. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful Christmas with the family, and we'll be hearing you on Christmas Day, my friend.
You guys, too. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And we'll talk next week. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good, bud. Thank you. 727 WIXX.
At this rate, Matt LaFleur will never lose the division.
Never.
Never!
That'll do it for Talking Football on IXX.